We must always do something. We must react to the grace that God gives us. You're an Orthodox Christian. What are you doing with that? Do you come to church? Do you pray? Do you come to confession so you can have the holy mysteries? Do you read the gospel? Do you struggle to forgive your brother? Do you struggle to deal with your thoughts? Those are those actions that you should be doing based upon God's grace coming into your life. Now you might argue with me and say, well, I don't feel the grace. Well, that's your own fault. And it's nobody else's fault if you don't feel the grace. That's because the sins in your life drown it out. It's not that it isn't present. It's that you can't hear it. A friend of mine who didn't understand about some aspects of grace, unfortunately, he once said, it's very hard to hear a conversation with someone when there's a freight train going through your head. The distractions of life, the distractions of sin, and we don't hear God. Because God speaks to us in the still small voice, that little rustling of leaves that Elijah heard when he was in the cave. God does not shout at us, so we must be ready to hear him, and then we must act upon the grace that he gives us. This is fundamental, it's everywhere. If you read the gospel, you'll see all the time, God gives grace, people react. All the time. Sometimes people reacted to grace in a negative way. Now, we don't want to be doing that. We want to draw closer to God as he comes closer to us. Because he expects this. He requires this. He will come into our life. But if we don't also pull him in, he will stop. So we must react. And the example here is of the paralytic being told, get up and go to your house. Take up your bed and walk. That's just symbolic. It's an actual event. It happened. But it's also symbolic of the work we must do when God's grace visits us. You must work on this. It's a pious custom. I don't know how many of us do it. That after divine liturgy, of course we have things to do. We have trapezon, we have Bible study and all those sorts of things. But after divine liturgy, when you go home, you read something holy and meditate upon it. How many of us do this? How many of us, to be honest with you, how many of us will stay for trapeza, which is part of the agape, part of this feast, sharing, breaking the bread, which becomes the body and blood of Christ, and then breaking terrestrial bread with one another? How many of you will do that? And then stay for the study on the scriptures. That's a reaction to the grace that God has given you. Now perhaps some of you would say, well, you know, I can't because I have this, I can't because I have that. That might be true for one day, but it can't be true for a dozen days, for 100 days. We must react to the grace God gives us. It's just fundamental. And the reason why we have mediocre lives, the reason why we have mediocre churches, is because we don't react to the grace that God gives us.